it's me again. Welcome to Up Your Teaching. Today's episode will be a little bit different. I will not be diving into the world of data or research or teaching methodologies. Today I'll be talking about the textbooks. So how the kids are taught, what books or what materials they are being fed. As you know, I was in Poland this summer and I talked to the teachers, I worked with teachers, I trained them, and I dived into the world of materials. So I was browsing through tons of books, textbooks, materials, whatnot. And in this episode, I will be specifically talking about grade 1 up to grade 3 materials and JK and SK. And what really hit me was that even though we know that children are developing and that the L1 is developing, so a 7-year-old, we are still working on the oracy, not of course reading and writing skills. They are important because, as Pinker said, print is optional for us people and it has to be bolted on into our brains. So what really hit me was that the books or the materials, and I will not be naming specific publisher because that's not the point, I'm just talking about the general idea that there is no scope and sequence. It's a critical issue. If we do not have the scope and sequence, and for example we have the word cat, pig, and then we throw in pony and horse, you see where I'm getting it. So if there is no scope and sequence, it's really difficult to expect children to be fluent readers in L2. And as we know, even in EFL and ESL world, at some point we are transitioning from learning to read to reading to learn. So why it is important? It is important because often teachers focus only on phonics and it's being thrown in randomly. And I'm not blaming the teachers, it's a bigger problem. It is important because we want to raise skilled readers, especially if the kids are dyslexic, because this skill comes harder to them. So many of these textbooks fall short because they either prioritize grammar or often vocabularies that do not have that scope and sequence. So let's say we have random words that, for example, are related to the farm, right? But there is no scope and sequence, what words should come first, etc., etc. Unfortunately, teachers tend to teach memorization over decoding and understanding. And I know that English is a morphophonemic language, so we are moving from CVC, VCE, etc., words up to the multisyllabic ones. And we know that there is phonics, morphology, etymology. However, we also know that the majority of words in English are decodable. And if we are talking about sight words or read words, we know that a sight word is a word that is mapped in your brain. So literally giving students a list of sight words just to learn by heart doesn't make a lot of sense because the majority of them is decodable. And it is problematic for learners because if they don't have solid foundations, they will be struggling with decoding unfamiliar words. And it leads to frustration and often disinterest in reading. And hear me out, I'm talking about the teens or adults, because we are talking about kids. We say, okay, you know, they are learning, it takes time. But you have adults and teenagers who do not know how to read a word because they don't know their pronunciation or spelling patterns. They have no idea that there is a logic to it. And they were taught to learn by heart. And if students do not experience success in reading, even in L2, it creates a negative loop because they disengage from reading. And in my experience, and I have been working with dyslexic ESL, EFL students for more than 20 years, and I have been preparing students for language exams for more than 20 years, I've noticed that people generally like listening, speaking, and they hate reading, and they hate writing even more. And as we know, those skills are intertwined. So I'm not going to give you a solution because obviously we should approach the whole teaching to read concept differently. However, what I would say is that if you're a teacher and if you are wondering or struggling what to do, how to help my students, I first of all would like to invite you, if you are an English teacher, I would like to invite you to my challenge, which is Take Them to the Moon. It's happening this Monday, only 3 days, and the funny thing is that it's not leading to a launch. I'm just sharing my knowledge this time. It's not leading to a launch because I'm working on my Dyslexia Toolkit program. It will be revamped, I'm adding materials. It will be more thorough, but most importantly, I will deliver it in digestible chunks like cookies packed with raisins. And if you're a Polish teacher, I'm inviting you for my webinar, How to Teach Reading in English to Polish Dyslexic EFL Students. It will be happening on November 8th. And if you have come across a book that teaches children JK, SK, grade 1 to 3, and you will love it, you think it's amazing, please, please, please send me an email to hello@aniakarpowska.com and share it with me, because I would love to dive in. Maybe I missed something, maybe I didn't go through all the books that are on the market, even though I think I did, but I'm just a human being. So if you have that book and you think it's great, you love it, you think that the scoping sequence is just as it should be, please, please share it with me, because I'd love to hear your thoughts and I'd love to dive into it. So, my lovely listeners, have a lovely, lovely evening, afternoon or morning, wherever you're listening to me. And stay tuned, because more episodes are coming. More episodes are coming your way, so stay tuned and let's get scienced.